This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's interview, we're going to take some time to visit with Brian Fairful, who is an agronomy marketing manager for M&M Service Company. Brian, nice to talk with you again.
Thanks, Katie. It's nice to talk with you.
Well, we're going to be talking about several things today, kind of getting an update on how things are going for M&M Service. And starting with, I wanted to bring up the 4R4U program. This is a newer program for the company. Maybe just give us an overview of what that involves and what work you've been doing with that.
Yeah, Katie, the 4R4U program is a collaboration between GrowMark and the Illinois Farm Bureau. And within GrowMark, there's just a few select member companies, and M&M Service Company is a part of this year one program where, you know, the primary focus is on nutrient stewardship, promoting nutrient stewardship, making sure that we're doing the right things out in the field, promoting sustainability within nutrient management. We currently have one farmer who is involved in this project in the central Macoupin County area, and we are currently working with environmental tillage systems with strip tillage, P and K, versus a conventional till, conventional broadcast, and conventional anhydrous ammonia application.
And I had heard that the environmental tillage systems, they have kind of a unique piece of equipment, I guess you'd call it. I think it's something called a soil warrior. Anything about that that you'd like to share or how it differs from maybe conventional things that we would use?
Yeah, so what the soil warrior is, M&M Service Company and Environmental Tillage System, which is based out of Minnesota, come together here this past year, and we are a provider of custom application strip tillage, and what we're doing is precision placing with RTK precision application, phosphorus, potassium, dry fertilizer, but then also anhydrous ammonia. And the theory behind that is nutrient stewardship, precision placement, increasing yields, planting right on that strip with conservation tillage. We're getting a lot of things just out of in one pass with that soil warrior.
Well, sounds good. It'll be interesting to hear more results as you use it more and more and get farther along with that 4R4U program. And 4R4U, that 4R, I know that's something that is, I don't know what I want to say, something that you guys work by every day and that you promote to your members also.
Yeah, definitely. The 4Rs, you know, the right source, right rate, right place, right time theory to nutrient application is something that, you know, is a big focus in the ag industry today. Definitely in mind with M&M Service Company and the promotion to its customers. You know, it's making sure that current practices we are doing today are sustainable, and if they're not sustainable in future years, we need to make sure that we're making changes to make them sustainable, and it's making sure that we're using the right rates at the right place at the right time with the right products. So, you know, it really is a fairly simple concept, and I would say that the concept has been widely adopted across our entire trade territory.
And talking about 4R, we need to be thinking about that right now. Have been seeing a lot of spring anhydrous application, and I think what you had told me is that really the conditions are just about as good as we could have to be applying that.
Yeah, in most areas, you know, we're fairly dry in a lot of our areas for February, the middle part of February here. You know, it just doesn't seem right. There's been a lot of talk in the countryside that, you know, it kind of feels like 2012, which was our drought year. But conditions have been very favorable for dry fertilizer application, but then also anhydrous application. We've been running ammonia for 5 to 7 days now here, and it's probably gone as good as, you know, you would ever think it would go in this time of the year. But I would also say and urge caution that if we are applying nutrients right now, we're, you know, a good 30 to 45 days away from actual planting that crop. So making sure that those applications are made with, especially anhydrous ammonia, with nitrification inhibitors, utilizing NSERV to make sure that if we do have this continuation of warm with a little bit of moisture period here, we want to make sure that we hold that the anhydrous or that ammonium in that ammonium form and don't allow it to convert and make it leachable or be able to lose it in our soil. So we want to make sure that the applications that we are doing today are sustainable and they do make sense for the 2017 cropping year.
Well, I think that's great advice and definitely something that farmers need to be thinking about as we move closer to spring and all the things that go along with spring planting and that prep. One thing that M&M has been working on, you have a Litchfield research farm. I know you've had some plots there. How are things going with that and anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, we had a very successful 2016 at the research farm. I mean, we had some outstanding yields just like our farmers did it out in their fields, both corn and soybeans. You know, in that research farm, it's roughly about 20 acres, and we just tiled it. It's tiled on 30-foot centers. So we can control the drainage. We can control the water coming off of that field and staying into the field. So at that research farm, we test all the products that we're out promoting into the countryside, and we make sure that the trials we're doing, the data that we're getting off of that farm, is good, reliable, local data, because that's what we need for agronomic trials is local. We need to, our customers want to see that it's being, the agronomic trials are being done right in their back door. And we want to ensure that the products we're promoting out in the countryside are very sound, reliable, create a positive ROI, because ultimately it all comes down to economics. It's got to make sense. And that's what the Litchfield Research Farm provides us. And our crop specialists have our yield books from 2016. So if there's growers out there that are interested in seeing the local data from our research farm, just talk to your local crop specialist. It is also on our website at mmservice.com is where you can get those results as well.
Well, it's pretty exciting to have research being done that close to home. And as you said, keeping it local and getting those local results, because that's what matters to farmers in this area. So that's something that's really great that you guys have going on. Brian, before we wrap up, this is a Farmers Appreciation Month interview. So, of course, I'd like to give you the opportunity. Anything that you would like to say to farmers or your members in honor of Farmers Appreciation Month?
First off, on behalf of the entire M&M team, we want to thank all of our patrons, our local farmer owners, for their business in the past year. We definitely look forward to serving them in 2017. There's a lot of adversity that we need to overcome over the next 10 months or so, and I think making sure that that we're working with trusted agronomic providers today, the M&M Service crop specialist team, management team, everybody involved at the M&M Service level. We try to make things as professional as possible. We want to be the top-notch service provider in the area, and we do believe that we are. You know, with that, it comes down to servicing our local farmer owners, and definitely we look forward to that here in 2017 with all of our patrons.
Well, thanks so much. We've been talking with Brian Fairful, who's an agronomy marketing manager for M&M Service Company.